You're tuned into Local Motion. I'm Allie Lightfoot. In this episode of the show, we speak with the volunteers and clients involved with the new service available in the North Fork Valley called A Little Help. A Little Help is a rural effort to serve elders, connecting them with neighbors who can help them with work around the house and yard, transportation, caregiver respite, and engaging them socially. They launched their services in Paonia at the end of the summer. We begin by hearing from Karen Buttinger, who's both a client and a volunteer with the organization. Here, Karen tells us how she became involved.
I went to the meetings when they were organizing, and I thought, well, I can do that. I can help. And I really thought I would be helping other people. But, you know, my mom is 102, and I live with her, and I thought, well, she needs help. So we signed up. But turns out I'm the one that's asking for help. So the first thing they did for us was I got this air conditioner out of my window. I have wanted that air conditioner out of my window for more than 2 years. And a couple of people came, and they had their own tools, and they took it out, and it was wonderful. And the next thing was Service Saturday, which they do once a quarter, I think. And a team showed up. There were five people, and they washed my windows inside and out, no time at all. But the other thing about them coming and doing that, which was, I was very grateful for that, was that you get to know your neighbors, because these, the helpers, turn out to be your neighbors. Oh, people that you might see on the street or around town, but now you have a connection with them. And it's good, especially for people who are older and maybe shut in and don't get out at all. So I like that part of it. But then I did end up helping also because, you know, I can drive. That's no effort. And so I've taken somebody grocery shopping. And it's nice the way they connect you up. They ask you, I have a call for this, and you look on your email, and I can do that. Then you call them up, and they connect you up, and away you go.
So you're living with your mother, so I'm sure mm-hmm. that you help her as uh-huh. she ages and different things become harder for her to do. What kinds of things does your mom need help with now that she maybe didn't even 5 years ago?
Buttons. I mean, buttoning buttons is difficult. Seeing things. We have various magnifying glasses, etc. She finally just got a big machine that magnifies everything, and she loves it. She reads a lot all day. Cooking and meals and grocery shopping she can't do. Driving her around. I mean, we go to church. Last night we went to the concert. We do try to get out. She's still pretty much with it.
Mm-hmm. And as you get older, has it been hard for you to let go of some of the things that you know, that you used to be able to do? Like, for instance, take an air conditioner maybe out of the window.
Yes. Yes. You know, I thought, well, I can do this. I've been doing it all this time. I can still do it. Well, I can, but, you know, with consequences. And maybe I shouldn't. You know, a lot of people have fallen out of trees this year trying to get the stuff off their roof. I got a phone call the other day from Denver, which is where the main office is located. And they asked me, did I have someone to come shovel my snow? No. Well, we'll let you know who it is your person will be, she said. I didn't call them. They just knew that this need was going to happen, and they're getting prepared. It's a great organization.
Thank you for joining me today, Karen.
Glad to be here.
You're tuned into Local Motion. I'm Allie Lightfoot, and today we're talking about a new service called A Little Help, which connects North Fork residents to their neighbors who might be in need of a little help. The organization is currently seeking volunteers to help with outreach and event planning and direct services for elders in their community. I spoke with current volunteer Randy Campbell to find out what this service is all about and why he's taking part. Thanks for being with me today, Randy.
You're welcome.
Can you talk a little bit about how this organization is structured?
A Little Help started in Denver, mm-hmm. and they are now in several communities within the state, but they're not nationwide. We are, however, part of a nationwide consortium called the Village to Village Network, which it's based on the senior village concept, which was started 15 years ago in Boston with Beacon Hill Village. And the purpose in all cases is to help seniors to age in their own homes, to age where they want to be as they age. And different organizations provide different levels of assistance to help bring that about. You know, ours has chosen the name A Little Help to signify that that's what we do. We provide a little help, and sometimes that's all people need to stay in their own home and to age in place.
And why did you want to be involved with this organization? What motivated you to be a part of it?
I've seen the need for something like this for some years. And I'm also looking ahead that, you know, I might age myself one day.
No.
No. And I can see that I could use some help, because I don't want to go into an institution and be in an impersonal setting. And I think most people don't. In fact, it's surprising that anybody does. And then when I heard that this was starting to happen here, I just got into discussion with friends. I wanted to be a part of it because I think it's important, and there is a long-term self-interest in wanting to do that. But right now, I'm just helping it happen.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about what is provided to the members and all the different things that a volunteer might help an elderly person do. There's transportation. There's helping them with their medical note-taking at an appointment, maybe. Home repairs and modification, pet care, yard work, snow removal, technical help.
Mm-hmm.
And then there another thing that I saw that I thought was just a wonderful thing is just go and hang out with them and be a friend.
Yes. It's a very neighbor-to-neighbor organization, and we can't emphasize that enough. In fact, I have to keep emphasizing it to myself. And I see it more and more the more I'm involved, that we bring a connection to the neighbors with people who may be a little isolated to some degree or another, and in some cases very isolated if they can't get out of their house. And that's really what makes it all click, is that we're helping get neighbors together to help their neighbors. And it's a wonderful thing.
You probably have some visits that you've made, and can you talk a little bit about those visits and the kinds of things that you're doing when you go to visit people?
I've made a few visits. There was, one in the fall where I went to a home to help clean gutters and do some leaf raking, and it was very much appreciated. I enjoyed getting to visit with the senior lady whose home I was working on. And there was another one that I went on that was for a plumbing call, because I'm handy. And that's part of what we can provide, is handy services. And there was a plumbing problem. And this was a case of a woman who wasn't really so old, but she was having some health issues and could do some things for herself, but she couldn't take care of the plumbing. And it was so rewarding that she was clearly kind of down in the dumps, that, you know, she was having these problems and it was affecting her income. And, you know, I couldn't do anything about most of those things, but I stayed and chatted for half an hour, and her face was brighter when I left. And that felt good.
Have you taken care of your parents or grandparents or people in your life where you sort of already had experience stepping into that role?
Well, yes. Both of my parents, I wasn't near where they were as they aged, but I was, you know, on the periphery. And then my wife's father lived in Grand Junction, and he got Alzheimer's and tried to keep him at home, but ultimately it couldn't be done. You know, you can't solve all problems. But we were with him in the nursing home, and, yeah, it really changes your perspective about aging.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. I have some friends that work in social services and in healthcare as nurses, and I've heard stories from them about the need for a service like this in this area, because a lot of what they're addressing are things that normally maybe a family member or a neighbor would help them with. whether it's shoveling their sidewalk. What they really need is a little help. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how you're working with other agencies in the area to fill those gaps?
Well, as the name A Little Help might imply, we can't do everything. But what we can do is be a source of information and referral when the cases arise where we can't do everything that needs to be done. We can help point people to the right sources. And in Western Colorado, there are several different agencies that provide help. Some of them are income qualified, some of them aren't. And, you know, we try to make it our job to know what's most appropriate so we can send people to where they can get the help they need, you know, if they're beyond what we can supply.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the family connection is very important. And I think, you know, that for anybody, that's going to be the first stop. But sometimes even the family members, although they're glad to help, they could use a break, and we can help provide that.
So can you tell our listeners what's the process for getting signed up to either be a volunteer, and then also what's the process to sign up to become a member and get the help?
Well, you can do it a couple of ways. The most straightforward is to go to the website, alittlehelp.org, and on that website there's a button that says Get Involved, and through that you can sign up either as a volunteer or a member. And another way you can do it is to access any of us that are on the branch team here in Paonia. And you probably don't want me to list all those phone numbers right now on the air, but they could at least call me, 260-0106. I'm happy to give that number out, and I can get them in touch with the right people to get signed up.
So a lot of folks want to maintain their independence, and it's hard to ask for help. I remember when my great-grandmother was probably in her late 80s, and she was trying to change a light bulb and fell off her step stool and broke both hips.
Oh, no.
So my question was, how do we encourage our elder friends and family to get some help? Are there ways that you can broach that subject without, you know?
The best encouragement comes from a third party. And a perfect example was a phone call I had just yesterday of a woman who has a neighbor that's needing some help. And this woman has been providing a lot of that, but she's getting ready to move away. And she saw the article in the paper about our organization. And so she called me and got some information, and she's going to talk to her neighbor. So that's the best kind of referral. It's a little awkward for us to go to someone and say, you need some help. You know, that they may not receive that in the best way. So concerned parties, people that they already know and trust that kind of bring them to us is the best way to get there.
Do you have to be a senior citizen to receive the help?
Well, we say that the age limit is 60 and over.
Okay.
We will enroll people that are lower than that if they have some disabilities or specific issues that they're not defined as seniors, but they still need a little help.
To some extent, are we sort of just turning something that we're already doing here into something that requires, you know, bureaucracy, as opposed to just us helping out our neighbors? What I guess what I'm saying is, what's the added benefit of a little help compared to what this community was just doing already?
Well, you can get the help whether the people that you know who normally help you are available or not, because you can call a number and put in a request for help. And the way it works is that request goes out through email to our volunteers, and one of them, or maybe more than one of them, will respond and say, I can take care of that. So even, you know, if your family members or your friends are away and you need someone to change that light bulb, you can still get help.
Can you talk a little bit about the social and educational activities that A Little Help will provide as well?
Social activity is very important. we're going to be doing various things, and we're still growing, so I don't have those defined. But, you know, we had a party last week that was kind of our launch party. We also called it our Between the Holidays party, and invited all of our members. They didn't all come, but those who did had a good time, and it was a tremendous social occasion for them. Educationally, we have plans to offer a course that's called the Boost Your Brain course, and it's aimed at helping people to make lifestyle choices that will reduce their risk of dementia as they age. And so I think after the first of the year, we're going to get organized and offer that. We have the course. We've experimented with it, and it's good. It's solid information. And just by offering the course and having people come to that, then that's additional social contact.
There's something that A Little Help does called Service Saturdays. Can you tell me about that, Randy?
Yeah, it's a really neat thing. A couple of times a year, we'll get all of our volunteers together, and we'll ask all of our members if they want to participate. And if they do, we'll go to their home first and figure out, you know, what chores can we do. And a lot of times it's things like washing windows, raking leaves, just kind of routine maintenance things that help keep the home livable. But it's a very social thing, too, because we emphasize when people go to the homes to do these things, talk to the member, you know, spend time with them. That's really more important than the work that's getting done. And it's a great thing to bring in kids and youth because they can help with these things. And if we can get some of these young people to make connections with the seniors, it's very rewarding to both of them. They just all get a lot out of it. The youth experience, you know, the seniors telling their stories in their life, and it just, you know, livens up the seniors to be around some kids and talk to them. So it's a great thing. We do it about twice a year, spring and fall, and we've done one, and we'll be doing two more next year.
Mm, yeah. I know our DJ, Felix Belmont, longtime KVNF volunteer and also involved in the Rotary and many mm-hmm, other things in mm-hmm. the community. I asked him once why he's still so sharp. You know, I'm going to be 99 his next birthday. And he said it's because he's involved in the community and mm-hmm. because he has a regular radio show that he has to prepare for. He has to get on air and he has to go to his meetings and organize things. And he really felt like that kind of engagement, which was keeping his mind working, basically. If you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing.
I think Felix is an excellent model for how to age. He probably has some genetic help as well, but you know, the way he's lived his life and jumped in and been active in the community really helps one keep going.
And I've been speaking with Randy Campbell, who's a volunteer at A Little Help in the North Fork. And is this a nonprofit?
Yes, it is.
So people can donate.
Mm-hmm. They can mm-hmm. donate, and it's tax exempt.
And again, if you're interested in volunteering, you can get involved in this effort by calling the office at 970-527-3482. There's also an email. It's info@alittlehelp.org. A volunteer can help with outreach and event planning, direct services like transportation, yard and home chores, handy and technology help, friendly visit and strategic planning. Can you tell me a little bit about the strategic planning that you might do with someone? I guess it's just planning for the future somehow, maybe, huh?
Yeah, it could be. You know, we don't do financial planning. We don't help people with wills. We don't get into legal stuff. So it would be more like just organizing the things they need to do, you know, with aging upon them. You know, we can help them theoretically, you know, lay out a plan for, okay, what do I need to do and what kind of help will I need to do those things to make sure my estate's in order to, you know, that's mm-hmm. probably a primary thing that people would want to know.
How many elderly people are living in the North Fork? Do you know if it's a pretty high population here?
The North Fork has roughly 8,000 in population among the three zip codes. And of those, somewhere around 30 or 40% are over 60.
Okay.
So we are, the way we put it simply and baldly is that Delta County is one of the older and one of the poorer counties in the state of Colorado. We're above average in age and below average in median income, and those things make a difference, and they feed into why an organization like ours might be useful here. We know that people have been moving to the North Fork Valley to retire. It seems to be a trend, and in fact, that's kind of keeping the real estate business alive here. And so in a community kind of business sense, I would say we constitute another one of the advantages that people can realize by moving here is that there is support for them as they age that's not in most communities. You know, I expect this will grow and it'll spread, but right now there's only a few communities in Colorado that have anything like this.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Randy.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to talk about a little help.